American boxing, Nigeria's Latif Power Kayode fights for the interim WBA heavyweight title later Thursday night when he takes on Cuba's Luis Ortiz in Las Vegas, Nevada. The unbeaten Kayode has won 20 bouts, 16 by knockout, and he recently moved up to the heavyweight ranks from the cruiserweight division. The Cuban Ortiz, meanwhile, is also unbeaten with 21 victories. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, what do the World Boxing Organization organizers mean when they say interim heavyweight title?
Well, interim is when a champion cannot defend his title due to some medical reason or legal issue. The top two contenders will then fight for a title, which means they have the chance and opportunity to fight the champion when the champion is ready to come back and defend his title.
What do you think of Kayode at this stage of his career, Nnamdi? Is he a natural heavyweight?
Thursday night will answer the question of can he come upstairs with the power, because if you're fighting the big boys, you must have power. And here you're fighting a 6'3", top Cuban heavyweight with 360 amateur fight, and it's a southpaw. If you don't have the power, he'll make you look stupid.
The big fight this week, Nnamdi, Saturday night in Las Vegas.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Mayweather-Maidana 2 rematch between Floyd Mayweather and Marcos Maidana from Argentina. How's it shaping up, Nnamdi?
Well, it's a very good fight because the first fight was very entertaining. So the question now becomes, will Floyd Mayweather go in and fight for the fans? Remember, the first fight was for the fans. He stood there, he went on the ropes, rope-a-dope, went toe-to-toe. Well, it may not be the same the second time around. And this fight is all about adjustment. Who can adjust?
A lot of talk these days, Nnamdi, that Mayweather might fight the Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao, in 2015. The Pac-Man also has a fight coming up in November against American Chris Algieri. What do you make of these reports?
Come on, Sonny. You know, these reports always come out when these two guys have fights coming up. You know? They're talking about some rich guy in Dubai who's ready to put in $300 million for these two guys to fight. They keep teasing us, man. $300 million, bro. I mean, you know, these two guys, I don't think they will fight in 2015. They keep pushing it away. But the fight fans, they're not really interested in these two guys fighting. This fight is 2 years old, you know. This fight should have happened 2 years ago. I mean, Manny Pacquiao should have fought Floyd Mayweather. Now they're talking about two fights in 2015. When it happens, we believe it.
Is the main stumbling block to Pac-Man Mayweather, Nnamdi, the promoters?
The promoters and the greedy entourage around them. The promoters want a big chunk. The fighters want a big chunk. Floyd Mayweather is used to making $32 million minimum for his fight. Will he allow Manny Pacquiao to make that kind of money? So it's greed and a bunch of con men around these guys looking out for themselves only.
Thanks, Nnamdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Nnamdi during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports.
Galala! Great show, bro.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with me.
This is for the globe.
We got the game on.
Game on, sports fans. There were 14 games Wednesday in the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition as teams continued their battles on the pitch in a bid to make it to next year's football fiesta in Morocco. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon had a disappointing performance at this year's World Cup in Brazil, where they lost all three of their matches and finished with the lowest ranking of the 32 teams. In the wake of that dismal outing, Cameroon's German coach Volker Finke dropped team captain and four-time African Footballer of the Year Samuel Eto'o from his squad. And after that, Eto'o quickly announced his retirement from Cameroon's national team. Well, without Eto'o, the indomitable Lions look like they might be getting their roar back. Playing at home in Yaoundé Wednesday, the indomitable Lions posted one of the most impressive victories in Nations Cup qualifying, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Cameroon's indomitable Lions were in scintillating form when they clawed the Elephants of Ivory Coast 4-1 in Yaoundé on Wednesday, while the Democratic Republic of Congo beat Sierra Leone 2-0 in Lubumbashi. In the other Group D fixture, Cameroon lead the group with 6 points. The Congolese edge Ivory Coast on goal average to place second, while Sierra Leone is at the bottom of the table. In Group A, Republic of Congo beat visitors Sudan 2-0 in Pointe Noire, as African champions Nigeria and host South Africa play to a scoreless draw in Cape Town. Consequently, the Congolese top the group with maximum 6 points. South Africa is second ahead of Nigeria, then come Sudan. Meanwhile, hosts Algeria consolidated their lead in Group B with a 1-0 win over Mali in Blida, while Malawi pipped visitors Ethiopia 3-2 in Blantyre. Algeria has 6 points. Mali edge Malawi on goal difference to claim second spot, while Ethiopia is at the bottom of the table. In Group C, Burkina Faso outclassed their Angolan hosts 3-0 in Luanda, as Gabon held Lesotho to a 1-1 draw in Maseru. Burkina Faso lead the group with 6 points. Gabon is second. Lesotho is third, followed by Angola. Elsewhere, Cape Verde Islands beat Zambia 2-0 in Praia, as Mozambique and Niger drew 1-1 in Maputo. Cape Verde topped the group with 6 points. Mozambique is second, followed by Niger, then Zambia. In Group E, Uganda beat Guinea 2-0 in Kampala, as Ghana edged Togo 3-2 in Lome. Uganda edged Ghana on goal average to top the group with 4 points. Guinea is third ahead of Togo. Meanwhile, the resurgent Senegal Lions of Teranga continue their winning form with a 2-0 triumph over hosts Botswana and Gaborone, while Egypt's woes persist after Tunisia pipped them by a solitary goal in their Cairo backyard. Senegal edged Tunisia on goal difference to top the group with 6 points. Botswana is above bottom-placed Egypt on account of goal difference. Finally, Nations Cup hosts Morocco played to a scoreless draw against visitors Qatar in a friendly match in Casablanca.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Malaria stops footballers from scoring and children from learning. Join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Join with leaders like President Museveni.
United, we can beat malaria.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Now let's go to Barcelona, Spain, where the first semifinal tips off later Thursday night at the FIBA Basketball World Cup. Lithuania will play the defending world and Olympic champion United States. The Americans advance to the Final Four with an easy 119-76 victory over Slovenia, while Lithuania beat Turkey 73-61. Houston Rockets star James Harden scored 14 points against Slovenia. James, what are your expectations for tonight's semifinal against Lithuania?
Our expectations are the same as every game. You know, make sure we compete, play for, you know, each other. Offensively move the ball, make sure we make the extra pass, and then defensively help each other out. But Lithuania is a very good team. You know, they have very good guards. Obviously, their two big men are tremendous, you know, Valančiūnas and Dimo. So, you know, it's going to be a big-time game for us. Our guards got to help our bigs out. Like I said, their bigs are very good. So we got to do a great job of pressuring the basketball, you know, making sure that, you know, we stay have intensity for 40 minutes.
James Harden of the USA men's basketball team. The Americans going for gold in Spain. The other semifinal at the FIBA Basketball World Cup will be played Thursday in Madrid, Spain, where France will face Serbia. The French upset host Spain 65-52 on Wednesday in front of stunned fans in Madrid. After dominating their first six games and blowing out the French by 24 points in the group phase, Spain appeared to be the main candidate to dethrone the USA in a possible final that would have been a rematch of the past two Olympic gold medal games. But the French defended well and rebounded even better to pull off the upset. And let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Boris Diaw of the reigning NBA champion San Antonio Spurs. Boris scored 15 points for the French, and Diaw now has the unique opportunity of being, get this, basketball fans, an NBA champion, a European champion, and a world champion should the French go on and win Sunday's final in Madrid. I think the USA might have something to say about that, though. Going with the Americans all the way. And the French first have to get past the Serbians on Thursday. Serbia reached the semifinals by beating Brazil 84-56. Semifinal action at the FIBA Basketball World Cup in Spain. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's